First and goal from the 5-yard line, 2:47 left in the first half. Harbor Beach knocking on the door for the third time tonight. James Shelkey leaps over the line of scrimmage, still on his feet, and crosses the end zone line. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. James Shelkey on a 5-yard scamper into the end zone. Now pushes it back out to a 2-possession lead for the Pirates. With 2:40 left in the second, it's 22-10. 2-point conversion still upcoming.
A play I remember made famous by the Florida Gators, Tim Tebow. You got two running backs, one on each side. The snap to the quarterback and the shotgun. Those two running backs become lead blockers, and James Shelkey follows them through the left side of the line and gets into the end zone just barely and puts Harbor Beach on the board. They answer the call. They slow down that 10-0 run USA just had and put six up of their own, 22-10. The away team, Harbor Beach Pirates, continue to extend their lead. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left as Harbor Beach spreads it out. Four receivers as they go for two.
Shelkey has Cole Anderson to his left. Man in motion. Austin Roberts to the left. James Shelkey has a scramble out of the pocket, and he is brought down as a fumbled, actually, back at the 9-yard line as 77 Jeremy Pulaski blew that play up, and the 2-point conversion is no good. So it's a 12-point differential. 2 minutes and 40 seconds left in the first half. Harbor Beach 22, USA 10. You're listening to the WLW Sports Network.
Their 10th anniversary was October 16th, but Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring is celebrating 10 years of growth all month with gifts for you, like promotional giveaways, $500 higher trade-in allowances, and 10% discounts on eligible service work. Come in, take a test drive, and get registered for the 55-inch smart TV drawing. No purchase necessary. Check over their large in-stock selection of brand-new Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. Take advantage of those higher trade-in dollars. Buy or lease your new Chevrolet and find new roads. Call 989-883-2100 or visit www.moreshoreline.com. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for details.
.40 left in the second quarter. Harbor Beach strikes for the third score of the night. It's now 22-10.
And Harbor Beach answers the call again. 10-0 run by USA. Made it a game again. Harbor Beach showing signs that they don't worry about things like that. Handle the pressure. Handle the pushback. They push themselves right back and give themselves that 2-score lead, that comfortable margin. And Harbor Beach now going to kick it off. Did a good job with clock management. Two minutes, 40 seconds left. USA going to have to go the length of the field on this stingy Harbor Beach defense.
A big kick for Kendall Gettner comes all the way back to the 10-yard line. Brought in by Josh Lang. He's still on his feet at the 25-yard line.
Gotta love when the kicker makes the tackle, Clark.
And Kendall Gettner rumbles down the field and makes the tackle for himself. He says no need for the other 10 guys out here. 2:33 left in the second, and USA's offense is on the field again for the fourth time tonight. They trail by 12 points, 22-10.
Wow, so they got the length of the field to go. 2.5 minutes roughly in this half. Points would be huge for USA going into the locker room with some momentum, being down only 1 score in a game where it's really felt like Harbor Beach has dominated most of the series outside of a hiccup, we'll call it, a safety, and then short field led to an easy touchdown and a fourth down busted conversion for USA. But back to the wing tee. They're going to try to keep this game where it is and hopefully break a big one.
First and 10, T formation. It's a pitch out to the left to Josh Lang. He cuts back in, now goes to the far sideline, and Harbor Beach is there and brings him down for a loss. They're going to say forward progress has him stopped at the 25-yard line for a loss of just a yard, as there's a whole slew of white jerseys on that one.
Micah Kramer running a read option type thing out of the wing tee. He looked like he was going to hand it off the middle, keep it himself. He ends up running the triple option to the outside, and there's nowhere to go for Lang as he's brought down for a short loss.
Second down, 11. Left right across your radio. Kramer back to pass, lets this one fly, and it is caught by Brendan Prime at the 31-yard line. It is a completion of about 6 yards. Clock continues to roll. Minute 46 left in the second. Third down now, 5 yards to go.
Yeah, completion to number 16, Brennan Prime. Tackle made by number 16, Nathan Seaman, in good coverage there. As when the catch was made, he was right there to bring him down. No yards after the catch. As our clock rumbles, under a minute and a half left in the first half. USA now 3rd and 6 at their own 31-yard line.
Arbor Beach leads 22-10. USA back on offense at their own 31-yard line. Handoff up the middle, and he has the first down. Breaks through his first tackle. And that would be Connor Gettle across midfield and finally brought down in the Harbor Beach 49-yard line. A big run for the USA Patriot, Connor Gettle, and moves the chains into Harbor Beach territory. Stops the clock momentarily with a minute 12 left, and now USA calls an outright timeout as they want to discuss their 49-yard offense.
Connor Gettle's only had 2 carries, but he went for 11 yards and 20 yards on that play. James Shelkey makes it. What I would call a touchdown-saving tackle. But Gettle making a what I would say is a young mistake. He had an opportunity to get to the sideline and go out of bounds after he already had the first down and a pretty good gain. Instead, James Shelkey's able to wrap him up, bring him down in the field of play, just past midfield. They're in Harbor Beach's territory by a yard, but they got to burn a crucial timeout. A minute 12 left. USA has a chance now to put something together and get on the board before the half and make this a one-score game.
It's a 12-point ball game. Harbor Beach 22, USA 10. A minute 12 left in the first half. USA uses their first timeout of the half. They have 2 remaining. First and 10 for the Patriots at the Harbor Beach 49-yard line. Leading rusher for USA would be Connor Gettle with 31 yards. Josh Lang has 16, as well as Alan Rabin. Micah Kramer, a loss of 10 on one play. Hunter Bone, 1 carry for 7 yards. Through the air, Micah Kramer, 2 for 3. For 31 yards and 1 score.
Most importantly, he's completed his last 2 attempts, so he's in a little bit of a rhythm here. They're going to stay with the wing tee and run their offense there, whether it's play action pass or a running game. They're going to stick with what they know.
Play action, throwing this downfield. He has a receiver, but that's actually a white jerseyed receiver. And brought in for the interception is Mason Yon, way back at the 16-yard line. And a turnover for the junior quarterback gives the ball back to Harbor Beach with a minute 2 left in the first half.
It's very difficult to pass out of the wing tee, in my opinion, because you are so condensed and so bottled up at the line of scrimmage. And typically there's only 2, maybe 3 routes run. There's usually a deep route, a mid-range route, and an underneath route, a safety valve option. Micah Kramer's seen one-on-one coverage with Josh Lang, but keep in mind the taller defensive back Mason Yon, 6'1 junior, was in perfect coverage, and Josh Lang didn't seem like he expected the football. He kind of gave up his route. Mason Yon was able to pick it off easily. Now with a minute left, we'll see if Harbor Beach can find a way to get on the board.
James Shelkey jumps over the line of scrimmage and runs out of bounds at the 25-yard line. After a 9-yard gain, stops the clock with 55 seconds left. Harbor Beach has 1 timeout remaining in this half. 2nd down and 1 to go.
Keep in mind, that is a senior running the football.
Yes, indeed.
Senior running back. He's been doing this for a long time, and he's seen where the sideline was, maximize his run without contact, stops the clock after a nice 9-yard gain, and this keeps the playbook open. They got at least 1, if not 2 timeouts yet in their pocket, and they're going to continue to spread it out and see if USA can slow down this attack.
2 wide to the right, 1 to the left, 2 men backfield. Shelkey keeps for himself, has the first down. He's at the 35 and finally brought down by Boo Jersey at the 38-yard line. That was Chase Suber, the quarterback for USA. He's a junior. Move the chain, stops the clock with 47 seconds left. Harbor Beach will be now in their no-huddle or at least hurry-up offense as the chains are still getting set. 1st and 10, Harbor Beach is already to the line, but the chains are not set yet.
Well, while they're doing that, they got trips to the left and 1 to the right.
And Shelkey, quick pass to the left to Mason Yon. It is caught at the 45-yard line across midfield and tackled out of bounds into the USA territory at the 47-yard line. Nice play call from Troy Shelkey to James Shelkey to Mason Yon. Another 1st down, and it stops the clock even as they run out of bounds at the USA 48-yard line.
Mason Yana Jr., but very intelligent. He catches that screen pass, goes inside a defender to the middle of the field, but then instantly goes back to the sideline once he gets the first down and makes his way to the sideline, using it to their advantage. The screen pass works to perfection. Harbor Beach now putting a drive together. They're in USA territory, 2 receivers each way.
31 seconds left in the first half. Shelkey rolls to his right, looks to pass. It flies all the way down to about the 15-yard line, and this one's overthrown. Pass was intended for Mason Yanni. He overshot him by about 5 yards. In defense was Chase Suber in the coverage. Stops the clock with 24 seconds left. Second down and 10 from the USA 48-yard line. It's 22-10, Harbor Beach.
James Shelke just off a little bit. That's twice now he's tried to hit Mason Yon down the sideline. That ball floated a little bit on him out of bounds. He missed his underneath route. He had about an 8-yard out route to